Welcome back to WCCP. This is, in fact, the John Gentle Show.
Good morning, Passaic, just like Robin Williams did. This is the John Gentle Show, broadcasting to the greater Passaic County area from the sound of the City College of Passaic, WCCP. And this is the longest running show here on this station, the John Gentle Show.
It's not the longest running one.
Here the Peanut Gallery is protesting. What do you doth protest? That this is not the longest running? Because I've been here for longer than you have. And I remember the show started in 1993 before I was even on campus, back when it was called Java Jazz and it was run by Professor Bernard Rosen.
Yeah, so I guess what I mean is usually where it's like a different subject matter, a different host, a different show structure, it's probably a kind of different show maybe as well.
Same time slot, same spirit of the show. I think the conversations we have here are kind of, you know, it's sort of like jazz, you know, where we're doing it. Sometimes part of jazz is actually talking, is the scat part of it. And then, you know, a different host, but his spirit lives on through me. So you're wrong. But how are you doing this morning, Emo?
Eva, but I'm ready for the day. So happy to be here.
Wow. I'm really happy that you're here because you're helping me make this. Otherwise, it would just be me talking to a microphone that I don't know how to turn on. But I am a little frustrated with being here on campus. You know, now that I'm a bigger part of the school, I do come here Monday through Friday just to kind of be around. If anybody has any questions about the John Gentle Show, you know, I've started setting up, you know, private office hours at the Bonin Library. And this is ignoring the fact that I was ousted from a very successful career as a college professor due to too many egos. You know, Arthur Pallas, who appeared on the show a few weeks ago in a very unhelpful way, you know, he made it so that I didn't have a career here. And I felt like I lost my home, frankly. And look, I know you're true to your school and you don't want to S-talk it, but...
I love S-talking it.
Do you have problems with the school?
I mean, nothing, you know, crazy besides, like, the normal, the asbestos and the mold, the black mold
stuff.
Excuse
me, the asbestos in the mold?
Like, in the walls and...
The walls where?
Well, I mean, the asbestos was in... It was in Cafe Diem. It was in the library.
It was in Cafe Diem. They said it was an E. coli breakout, but I don't think muffins get E. coli. This is one of my favorite parts of campus, and ruined by people literally letting this place rot from the inside out. I think it's disgusting, and I don't think you should stand for it. And where's the black mold?
Well, they thought the asbestos was in the dorms too. It wasn't asbestos. It was like a bunch of like the gymnast grip hand powder, but there was black mold, and it was in the big hall dorm. It was in the freshman dorms. It was in all of the laundry rooms. The black mold. It was discovered because of the toilet. You heard about the toilet thing that happened?
No.
I thought you were a part of the community of the school, John.
I might have tunnel vision on the more John Gentle aspects of the school, but please tell me what happened with the toilets.
Well, someone had used the bathroom and they flushed the toilet, and the toilet with like a great with great force kind of exploded into the dorm, and then the water came out of the toilet. It kept going, so they had to take up the rug because it was covered.
Little poops floating down the hall like they're students going to their classes. That's disgusting. Look, you don't want to mess with black mold. I've lived with black mold for 30 years now. I just have some books that I can't part with. But, you know, I have a choice in that matter. And the fact that these students are stuck living in such awful conditions? What is this? I think something needs to be done. I don't know who's doing it, but this place needs a revolution.
Maybe you should take signatures, John.
You know, I do know people at Kinko's. I could get those printed out. They won't let me use the printers at the library anymore. Because
yeah, you probably have no student, no credit on your faculty ID because you're not faculty.
No, I mean, they know my face because I tried to print out photos of swimsuits that I was going to buy. Friends of mine.
Kinko's is an amazing start.
That's right. So I could print these out and I could get the student body involved. I like this. I am a, you know, people forget because I'm gray from my tubes to my pubes, frankly. But the spirit, the heart, the inside is youth. And I want to look, this is a message. If you are listening, students of the City College of Passaic, I hear you. I hear you. When the other people, those fat cats at the bursar's office and the administration, they don't hear you. But what we need to do, we need to shout and shout louder and shout louder until they can hear us. And if it helps to have a member of the boomer community speaking for you, then I will be that boomer because boomers boom with their voice. Citoyens, Formes, Battalions, Marchons, one sang Impor, a brief, a no salons. Viva la Revolution!
That's so exciting. I wish you so the best.
Thank you. Well, we'll be right back after these messages from the school.
Ladies of CCP, listen up. When you're a student, money can sometimes be tight. Textbooks are more expensive than ever, and the price of parking passes keeps going up. You should consider joining the Platinum Dolls. Platinum Dolls offers you a chance to get up close and personal with members of the Passaic community. There's safe, secure parking on premises and never a house fee. For more information, visit our booth at the City College of Passaic Career Fair. Platinum Dolls Gentlemen's Bar and Restaurant. 40 Brighton Avenue, Passaic, New Jersey.
And we're back. I'm now being joined by a fellow educator, in that I used to be an educator here, and my guest is currently an educator here, Professor Burchard. Welcome to the John Channel Show.
Thank you, John. It's good to be here.
Yeah, get your cans on.
Yeah, and... get the cans on. Familiar with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you also do a radio show here on the campus?
I don't do a campus radio show. I'm a musician, so I'm in the studio.
Also a musician. I write poetry, which is songs without music.
Okay, so you're a musician, but no music.
But I don't play any instruments or sing.
Okay, I don't know that I'd consider that a musician.
I would.
Yeah. Okay. I think you need the element of music to consider.
So what do you do stuff at the local open mic? I haven't seen you there, but
oh god, I haven't done an open mic. Yeah, the reason why you haven't seen me there is I haven't done an open mic in a couple of decades. I've been doing stadium concert halls, things like that all over the world. No, I haven't done an open mic.
Are you in a marching band with stadiums?
Marching band? No. I was in a. I mean, I've played with a number of bands, but I guess you know, my biggest one was probably Beirut. You know, that was really, it's my bread and butter. That kept the lights on for a while.
I'm unfamiliar with Beirut. That's the name of the band?
It's the name of the band, yeah. Yeah.
So you're both a musician and a professor.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
In the way that I'm both a poet and a professor.
Yeah, former professor though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm currently both the things that I claim to be. Musician, professor, and you know, I like to think that my music teaches people too. You know, I think it teaches people about themselves. You can find out a lot about yourself listening to music. You know, so it's a.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, the show at one point was a jazz show. It's the longest running show on the radio station.
Yeah, I was one. So it's no longer a jazz show. I knew Irwin.
You did.
Yeah. It's no,
God
you don't
rest
do.
His soul. No, well.
God rest his soul. What?
Oh, he passed away.
Passed away? You're kidding.
Yeah. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but he has ascended into another plane, and he's left me with this show, which I kind of took over for him a few weeks ago.
I was on a silent retreat in Prague. Must have happened while I was there. It was months long
silent retreat.
Yeah. You know, I kind of feel like, you know, the songs are inside you, so sometimes you need quiet on the outside so you can like find out what's going on inside you, you know. So I sometimes do these silent retreats, get in touch with myself, find the music that's going on in there. You know, songs hidden. Hidden in the soul, you know?
Personally, I have no problem finding silence, you know. I live alone. I'm Passaic. Right down the...
You not only you live here, too. What? In Passaic? Alone in Passaic?
Lifelong resident, yes. Oh, stayed through all the white flight.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't think I could live here. I commute from Brooklyn every day.
That's every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Where in Brooklyn do you live?
I live in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's you're Hasidic. I see the scarf and the jacket, the hat. I understand now.
No, I'm not. I'm not Hasidic. I'm not religious. You know,
you don't have the.
I don't. The curl, is that what you're gesturing? The long
curls. Yeah.
No, I don't have the curl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Prague, and you're here because you were promoting an upcoming campus event.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we're doing a show, the John List Auditorium.
Yeah.
It's inspired by my time in Prague, which is where I met Zachary from Beirut. We were both young travelers back in the day, and I like to go back to Prague. And there's a really good there's a good music scene going on there, and so I'm bringing a lot of musicians from Prague. Gonna, you know, play some music for the kids at the Joe List Auditorium.
Because when I saw this, it was at Prague Rock.
Yes,
I thought you meant like, you know, King Crimson or you know Rush or.
No, I've never heard of those bands. No. There's a really lovely, inspiring, burgeoning music scene happening in Prague. The rock music, you know, it's not dead there. It's alive and well. Prague rock. It's some really good stuff coming out of Prague these days. Yeah.
Okay. So you seem to be a very international guy.
Yeah, you know, citizen of the world, I guess. Yeah.
In Beirut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the name of the band, not the place.
No, I've never set foot in the place. No, the band is called Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you know, Zachary and I, just met traveling the world.
I've never had that kind of wanderlust. You know, I've mainly just stayed put in the tri-state area because it's...
Lifelong resident.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I traveled to New York City, and all the great culture passes through there.
Yeah. Do you like it? You like it in New York City?
I like it in New York City to an extent, but you know, I love getting on that last train out of Penn Station even more, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah. Not really for you. Little too much excitement going on there.
I mean, it's not too much excitement. It's just I like resting my head back in my humble abode. But there have been a few times when I've missed that train, and then I rest my head on a bench in Penn Station. And that can be an exciting night.
In what way? What's going on?
Oh, it's just, you know, the Denzians of the area will sort of set up camp in Penn Station once the train stopped running, and you meet a lot of interesting characters.
Are you able to sleep?
Yeah. Well, you know, just kind of sit still and close your eyes, or, you know, pretend to close your eyes so nobody bothers you, but keep a small level of kind of lashed vision ahead of you for your own personal safety.
Cool, man. Yeah.
But I've never made it over the bridge, frankly, to Williamsburg.
Oh, to Brooklyn? You never been to Brooklyn?
No, I mean, I like to stay in the artistic hubs.
I mean, there's a lot of good art, a lot of good music happening in Brooklyn. That's where it's at, man.
I mean, I guess so. We do these concert calendars here on the show, and I'm seeing that more and more of these are taking place in Brooklyn and Queens, and it's frankly surprising to me.
Yeah?
I, you know, at least in my generation, we kind of ignored the outer boroughs.
Oh, no, that's where it's happening, man. Yeah. You gotta get out there. Gotta see the world. Gotta see the other boroughs. Gotta explore, man.
So you're
can't stay home alone. What are you doing?
But you're a professor.
Yeah.
So what do you teach? Are you in the music program or?
I teach art, you know.
So wait, you play music professionally, but you have a
you gotta draw inspiration. You gotta keep your brain working.
Uh-huh.
Act, you know, I do art with the kids. I teach them art. Gets your brain working in a certain way. You take those influences and you bring it back to the music, you know, get some crazy stuff.
That's true. I mean, like as a musician myself, sometimes I'll sit down to write a poem and, you know, I'll wind up drawing sort of a flowering vagina.
It's usually what happens when you sit down to draw?
I don't sit down. I sit down to write, but sometimes the pen just leads you on a trip.
It's just a flowering vagina. And there's no, it's not something that could be interpreted as a vagina. It's just straight up, it's definitely a vagina.
Well, you know, at first it was just kind of freehand drawing. And then I would get a little more, let me see if I can nail this one. And there's so many different types of vaginas.
I'll say, yeah.
My favorite type, if I don't know how to use the computer, but I could show you.
Yeah, I mean, it's your computer. If you want to, yeah, you can. You're going to pull something up?
Well, I don't exactly know how to pull it up. If you could pull it up for me.
I don't think I want to. Are you going to tell me what to look up on your computer?
Well, I'll describe the vagina, and then you can...
Okay, so it's sort of like one of those police sketches.
It's not sexual.
Okay.
It's not... I'm not going to get erect or anything.
Well, that's good. Yeah, me neither. Yeah, all right. Yeah, if you want to describe the vagina to me, I can look it up for you. As long as we're using your computer.
Well, yeah, this is sort of the campus computer. I don't own a computer.
Okay, but it's logged in under your, like, I don't want this getting traced back.
It's actually logged in under my producer's name.
Okay, yeah. Then
would it be okay if we looked this up for you? On your account? Sounds good.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't hear no.
Okay, great.
And not hearing no always means...
You're asking me?
Yes.
If you don't hear no.
Hearing no always means yes.
Oh, okay.
You've got Prague Rock coming up at the John List Auditorium.
Yes. And it's going to be wild, man. It's going to be good stuff.
Are you popular with the students? Or?
Oh, the students, yeah. Let's just put it this way. I'm definitely a lot of the students' crush. I've heard.
A very tempting position. We've all been there.
I doubt you've been there, but yeah, I'm definitely there.
No, I've been there.
You've been there? Okay, yeah. Well, so, okay, then yeah, you know.
I've been there.
Yeah, you know, you hear rumors on campus and
gossip goes around about certain things.
Yeah, it's like girls want to be with me, the boys want to be with me, but
boys want to be you.
No. In this case, the boys also want to be with me.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. They all want to be with me. I'm definitely popular with the students. I don't act on it.
You can't.
No, you can't. Yeah. As much as you want to, you can't. You just, it's,
I mean,
yeah.
Unless you can't. You just can't.
You can't. Yeah, you just can't.
Unless.
I probably still shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a bachelor?
I have a partner.
Zach, your music partner.
Not a bandmate. That's what I'm talking about. A sexual partner. You know, a partner in love and sex. And we don't really like to put labels on it. You know, we're open, we're free, we're human beings trying to experience all the world has to offer. But yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, you know, I've been bitten by the lure of mad marriage, so. Say avoid it if you can.
Oh yeah, you've been married?
Yeah. Can you pull up a picture of your partner on the computer?
I can. I mean, yeah, they're not in the public eye. I don't know that.
No, I'd just like to see.
I don't.
If you could pull up two tabs, one being a picture of your partner and one being the vagina I was going to describe to you.
I don't really want to. What do you?
All yours.
I'll just airdrop it to you. How about that?
What do you mean?
My phone.
And look, there it is. Yep. Wow.
Yeah. And then you wanted the vagina also?
I don't need it anymore.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This is your partner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's something, huh?
Yeah.
You don't need to save it. I think you can just throw that in the trash and then maybe empty the trash.
I can't throw this in the trash. It doesn't belong to me.
I mean, you don't need it anymore, so.
This might seem silly, but I kind of just miss having a woman's laughter in my life, so sometimes I'll just kind of look up videos of women laughing.
Oh, that's really... That's really sad.
Beautiful.
What did you say?
Beautiful.
Oh. I wouldn't say that. You just, when you feel lonely, you look up videos of women laughing?
Yeah, you know, it just to keep on in the background.
How long were you married?
Just it didn't last much longer than the honeymoon, I'll say that much.
Is there a story there?
Oh. I don't need to get into it, but let's just say I found my own fun on the honeymoon.
What does that mean?
I mean, sometimes the best time you can spend is time by yourself.
On your honeymoon?
You get into the big champagne glass hot tub and, you know, the candles are lit. It's in a romantic environment.
Yeah, but a romantic environment for two. Where was your wife?
Fucking whoever and doing whatever she wanted. The rotten person.
That's awful. Did you know she was cheating on you before you got married?
Yeah, it was the worst.
What was the thought process behind getting married? Did you think she would change?
Well, you know, you have to change for a marriage.
I don't know. I find that people don't. Anyway, you know, I mean, this is why I'm glad me and my partner, you know, we're not bound to these.
That's just not funny.
If I could choose your tattoo, it would be a cute.
Is that a specific woman laughing or just some random?
Yeah, it was one of the Miss Universe winners.
Is that your favorite?
You were talking about your class.
Yeah, I mean...
The students, you're popular with the students.
Yeah, I'm popular. I mean, I guess the thing with art and the way I like to approach teaching is You know, you help the students find out who they are, mm-hmm. you know? And I think they respond to that. If you can help someone figure out who they are,
yeah.
you know, you don't try to mold them to whatever, you know, the college or society wants them to be.
You don't like, want to mold the students because they that's...
Who wants to be mold?
Who wants to be mold?
No.
Right?
No.
I actually live with mold in my apartment, and it is unpleasant.
Yeah. Is that? Are you sick? Does it get you sick? Are you sick a lot?
I've developed a...
Tolerance to it?
Yeah, I've developed a tolerance to it. But anybody else that steps foot in there...
That might be why you're alone so much. No one can go in there without getting sick.
It's a causality.
Yeah. You've kind of created your own... force field in a way that no one can penetrate. Mm. They just get sick immediately.
I'm the one that does the penetrating.
Doesn't sound like you do. I mean, you spent your honeymoon alone. It sounds like your wife, someone else was doing the penetrating. I shouldn't have brought that up. Do you feel better?
I do feel better.
Okay.
It's nice to hear a young, youthful woman in a bikini top laughing. But I bet it must be frustrating because here's something I dealt with all the time. And, you know, there's always the one student that got it, you know, that was cool. And I would talk about all my favorite jazz artists, you know. I'd say Miles Davis and people would be like, who's that? And I'm sure, you know, you're dealing with, you know, you've got this band that nobody's heard of. And
people have heard of it. People have definitely heard of us.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, you've never heard of it. But, you know, I guess like there's certain...
I couldn't imagine the students would have heard of it because, you know, you're...
Students have heard of it. I think it's okay.
I would have heard of it.
Not necessarily. I think it's okay. I think sometimes there's certain people you don't want to have heard about your band. I think that's how you know you're on the right track. Not there's certain, you know, demographics that it's not reaching, and that's okay in a way. That's it's probably better for us, you know.
I think has it been on NPR?
Yeah, we've done it. We've done like a Tiny Desk concert.
Okay, yeah. But what's can you pull up? I guess I'd have to go into the CD library.
Yeah, you want to hear some. Well, I mean, you don't have to go to a CD library. You want to hear some of our music?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to... I mean, I'll just... You got an aux? An aux? I can do it from my phone.
Is this a... Like a tall tale?
Tall tale?
Like an onion?
No. No, like... Not an aux. Not the aux cord. You have a... You see all these wires here? Is one of them... Can I attach my phone? You know what? Let me just take a look. Yeah. I can, you know what? Let me just get on the Wi-Fi. I can probably Bluetooth this. Don't even need an aux cord. You want to hear one? You want one of our... Yeah. This is Postcards from Italy. This is one of our big ones. Yeah. You know,
this is a thing that the young people...
Oh, yeah.
Get into?
Yeah. So it was, you know, folk world music. You know, this brings me back. Yeah.
I mean, I get that. This also brings me back because I'm a bit of a citizen of the world, you know.
Have you been outside of
No.
the tri-state area?
But I live in the capital of the world, near it, New York City.
You're near it. But if you can just... Oh, yeah. I'm going to turn this up. Yeah, I'm just going to turn this up. This is my favorite part right here.
Very loud.
So what are you playing in this part?
It's the flugelhorn. Yeah. I would do guitar and flugelhorn.
Simultaneously?
No, not simultaneously. I mean, if it called for it, I could, you know, maybe if it was like an open chord on the guitar, I could do that with one hand and...
I've always had a problem with rock music. Can you stop it?
I mean, this is my favorite part.
You said the other part was your favorite part.
Well, it's sort of a continuation. It's my favorite movement in the song. Yeah, we can turn it off if You probably don't get it. Yeah, we can turn it off. You probably.
I get it.
It doesn't sound like you get it.
I like it. No, keep it on. Keep it on.
So yeah, that was a Postcards from Italy. That was a. You know, there was just magic in the room when we came up with that one. It was really something special.
Yeah.
But that was too loud for you?
It was just very loud in my headphones.
Yeah?
I think it may be because you were playing it off of your telephone.
I don't think that's why it
wasn't
too...
CD quality audio. We have a whole CD library there.
I mean, this is the way of the future. This is how people listen to their music.
If I had a dime for every time I heard "This is the way of the future" in a negative tone spoken at me, I'd be a millionaire.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
just because something is old doesn't mean it's just because something's new doesn't mean it's improved.
Sure, but you know. A lot of times it is.
You teach art, so you must be, you know, dealing with the classics and stuff.
No, I don't deal much with the classics. No, it's more just, I don't think you need to look to any artists that other people have, deemed as important figures in art. You know, there's just too much art around the world that doesn't get any attention because it's not, you know, Eurocentric or whatever, man. You know,
that is true.
Yeah,
I have. I'm a big fan of sort of African antiquities.
Antiquities?
Yeah, and I people know me at the local museums in the African art sections.
In what context? Like, how do they know you?
Just I check it out, you know, about once a week. Go off to the Met or something, or maybe like sort of the local New Jersey museums. You know, there's plenty of African artifacts all over.
Okay.
And I just stare at them and look for inspiration.
Are they? You make your way through like the whole wing, or are there like specific pieces you keep going back to every?
There's, you know, I'm just trying to get in touch with some of my mentors in life. It's kind of channeling, like Amiri Baraka, of course, the poet laureate of New Jersey.
Yeah, okay. I don't know about...
He actually, he was speaking at on this campus, actually at the Joe List Auditorium.
Oh, yeah, where the prog rock concert's coming up. Check it out.
And I was just so excited because he was a hero of mine. He was a part of the civil rights movement. And, you know, he kind of spoke about the diaspora and all these things that really spoke to me personally. And when he was coming to campus, he was actually, I saw him getting off of the local train. And he said, Amiri, come here. Come into my car, because I was driving at the time and before the license issue, and he said okay. He thought I was just somebody that was bringing him to the speech, but I was just excited, and I kept talking on and on about my poetry.
You never met this person. You just waved them into your car.
Yeah. I mean, I say I work for the college, which wasn't a lie.
This is when you were?
No.
Oh, you said...
I was on a leave.
Oh, but you did say I worked for the college.
Technically, I did work for the college. I hadn't been fully fired. And I said, Amiri, come in here. And I started talking about my life. And he didn't even get a word in edgewise because I was so excited. And I was just
why would you want to talk to him? Yeah, why would you want to hear?
No, I wanted to hear everything he said, but then we were suddenly at the auditorium, and then he rushed out the car in a huff, and something actually fell out of his breast pocket, and it was an unfinished poem, and it dealt with, you know, a lot of the struggles of the African American. So for years I was just trying to tap into that, and eventually I did. And I successfully finished his poem posthumously. He passed away.
An African American poet dropped an unfinished poem.
Yeah.
And you took it upon yourself
to finish it.
White man to finish poem about the
Untitled.
African, Untitled.
By Amiri Baraka.
And you.
And John Gentle.
So it was a collaboration?
We are African people.
Oh, no.
With African arms and African noses and African imaginations. No. And while we may sprawl in a place in gray chains, what we want is sun. His blinding sun is as hot as a sauna. Take me back to that gull in Botswana, who danced like an African Mata Hari with curves more beautiful than any safari.
Oh, no.
I cannot sleep. My dreams are relentless. Of Amaka, Amaka, my Nubian empress. You ever hear that in Beirut?
No. It actually was better than I thought it was going to be. Certain sections better than others, but...
Thank you, my brother.
But no, we don't do anything like that in Beirut. Mm. We're getting back together, you know.
Oh, congratulations. I bet the students will be very excited.
Yeah, they're pretty psyched. Yeah, pretty psyched.
And you're going to be performing at the Prog Rock.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to be headlining. Yeah. The Prog Rock. You know, it's us. It's sort of like, you know, like Broken Social Scene used to do. The Broken Social Scene presents, you know, one of their members. It's sort of like we're, you know, It's Beirut.
Don't know it.
Oh, yeah. They're, you know. It's a great band. You should check it out.
Broken Social Scene.
Yeah. You know, Feist, people from Metric, you know, they all stem from... It's good stuff. It's all right. But yeah, we're Beirut's headlining. It's us sort of giving these prog rockers a chance to shine over here. You know, bring some of their prog rock to New Jersey.
Could you send me... Do you have any videos of your wife?
Yeah, I have some like personal, like, you know,
yeah,
personal.
Maybe something like from like a vacation or something. I kind of we went to
Finland recently, like a vacation, like from.
I was thinking something more beach, but I'll settle for Finland.
Okay. Yeah. We went snowshoeing.
Oh, that must have been real fun.
Yeah.
Lots of laughs.
Yeah.
Do you have any videos?
Of my wife, my partner, laughing. Yeah, I'm sure there's none that I, you know, I don't. Yeah, we're always laughing.
Can you magic send it to me?
You airdrop it? I think I don't think I want to. I think I'm going to keep the videos of my partner laughing to myself this time. I kind of didn't like. I'm not fully sure you actually did delete the. The last
one. Isn't that your partner? I bet you'd recognize her laugh.
No, yeah.
A heartbeat.
No, that one sounded like a Miss Universe laugh.
She thought her partner, right? That's what you say now?
Huh?
Partner?
Yeah, partner.
Her husband was like, you should get a cucumber tattooed on your body.
Like, what? That's just not funny.
What would that look like?
Oh, that's what she's laughing at in this video. Oh yeah, I just wanted. No, I kind of want to listen to this again.
I don't need to hear this part again.
It's just so good, and it just brings me back to that time when we were in Italy and we were sending posters. Can you actually turn yours off? Can you turn the laughing off? Can you turn your laughter off?
Actually, I have to pan it up.
No, what? I mean, it kind of gives me an idea for a track. I think, you know, looping some laughter on a track would actually sound pretty cool.
Don't touch hers.
Excuse me?
That don't touch her laughter. Yeah, don't touch her laughter.
I'll find some other laughter.
It's mine.
Yeah, I'll find. I have plenty of you know, recordings of my partner laughing.
Prove it.
I don't think I need to
magic
prove.
Send it to me.
I'm not going to magic. I'm not going to magic.
I don't believe you. Magic
John, I'm not going to magic send you videos of my partner laughing.
Can't get work in America, so you got to go all the way to Beirut and Finland. And
I get work all over this country. There's a guitar right there. I'll show you what I do. Okay? This is why I get paid.
You don't need to show me what you do.
I'm going to show you. There's a guitar. Someone leave this here? Is this yours?
It's been there? It's not mine.
It's right on the floor. You know?
Let me hear one of your songs. No.
This, you know, John, what are you doing? John, no, John, give me the phone back.
No,
give it back, John.
No, show me how to use it.
I'm not gonna show you how to use my phone.
Press your buttons.
I'm not pressing the buttons.
Show me how to use it.
I can't, I'm not showing you how to use it. It's my phone.
I just want to see your pictures.
I'm not gonna, why do you want to see my pictures?
I want to see the Finland thing you were
no!
talking about.
No, John, give it back. I swear to God, if you don't. Okay, John, give me the fucking phone.
No.
Give me the...
Stop!
John!
Stop!
I don't want... Just give me the phone!
Stop!
John, don't cry. What are you doing, man? I mean, there's plenty of videos of women laughing on the internet. I don't even know why you need...
No, Amiri Baraka was right. It's hard for a man in America.
I don't think that's what he was talking about.
Frog Rock Festival, yeah. Happening at the John List Auditorium. What day is that again?
It's this upcoming Sunday. John, no! Get the fucking phone back, John! You can't even do anything with it unless I unlock it.
Unlock it.
Almost a dream of mine almost came true. A dream I dreamed of me and you almost once. That'll almost do. Feelings that I felt were almost new. A lonely life, a lonely view. A fleeting glance of dreams together without you. Almost a chance.
If I could just hear that, dude, it would be a king of my country.